What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless Podcast. I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Kelsey Cook.
And today, oh boy, digging into some of my favorite stuff, We are going to talk about simple upgrades that you can make in your space and your environment to just make you feel better, boost your energy, all that good stuff. And I just wanted us to give a bunch of different ideas because I know everybody tuning in, you are all in a different situation, right? Some of you might be rooming with somebody. Somebody might have a house, you know, different budgets are at play. And so I'm hoping that just all these ideas that Kelsey and I will share will just jumpstart your brainstorming. And a big reason why I wanted to do this topic is because I used to truly view a lot of this stuff as like dumb and trivial expenses. Mm-hmm. And I feel completely differently about this now. I look at a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about as very worthwhile investments. There's so much information out there about how our environment affects our energy levels and overall well-being. So like on the surface, it may seem trivial to talk about curtains and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But my hope is like with this episode, it just gives all of us permission to spend more time and thought and energy and resources on our environment, because those environmental triggers and reminders and like symbols that you have are so important for your overall mindset and outlook and how you feel day to day. And I love this, the way that we're going to talk about this in particular, because they're all just quick changes that can make you feel like $1 million, but they don't need to cost $1 million. Like Just lots of little nuggets.
Yeah.
I've just changed my mind about this completely, Kels. I don't know how you feel about this, but My perspective is very different and now that I'm older.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your tips and the ways that you've changed. You guys know, if you've been a longtime listener of the show, that feng shui was really my first pull towards self-help. So I've always been a really big fan of your space reflecting how you feel and having it help your productivity. And, you know, you were mentioning, Del, that it doesn't always cost a lot of money to make these changes, but I think it can in turn make you money. If your space is boosting your energy, making you feel better, you are more likely to be productive, I think. So yeah, I feel like a lot of the tips I'm going to give today are rooted in that sort of feng shui lifestyle.
Oh, I love it. And I can't wait to hear your perspective too, Kels, about like the fact that your environment changes so frequently with all the travel that you do and how you like bring some of that grounding into like your moving environment that fluctuates all the time. That's such a cool perspective. And yeah, you have all that feng shui background. And like, I came from it years ago as like being a very minimalist, where I just like, I just wanted to get rid of everything. I just didn't want to see any fucking shit in my space, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I think I had to do that. I had to like weed most of my things out in order to add things back in intentionally. But like, I went through a phase where I just like didn't want anything. Like, I didn't really want much on my walls or nothing. So I feel like I have definitely changed a lot. And I think there's a really interesting point somebody brought up on a podcast recently. I was listening to an interview with, I think her name is Barbara Houston, and she has a book about like rewiring your brain for wealth or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was referencing a study that she talked about in the book about how men and women view investing in themselves very differently, where men look at investing in themselves or their business or anything, just investing in themselves, as an exciting, challenging thing to do. It's like an excitement. Women look at investing in themselves as a threat, that something is being taken away from them and all that stuff. So I think it's really important for all of us to know that, like, the women tuning in, or, you know, if you're a part of a marginalized group, we can kind of assume that you're probably in the women category of how you feel about the fear around investing in yourself and letting go of money or resources. But we need a lot of extra encouragement and permission to do nice things for ourselves and actually spend time and energy. So I'm just hoping this gives everybody, you know, some excitement around like doing those nice things that you've been holding off on. But yeah, I can't wait to dig in.
Oh, I'm so excited too. Before we do, I will be in Salt Lake City this weekend at Wise Guys. I could not be more excited. I feel like, I mean, this is coming out that weekend there, but we're recording it in advance. And I feel like I've already seen a lot of people RSVPing. So maybe by the time it comes out, the shows will be sold out. I'm not sure, but I can't wait. And then in June, I'm going to be in Vegas and Burbank. Then I will be in Phoenix, Davenport, Iowa, Dania Beach, Florida, Fort Collins, Colorado, Louisville, Spokane, so many more coming up. You can go to kelseycook.com and get those tour date tickets. And please go watch my special, The Hustler, on YouTube.
Yes! I
have to had to stop and swallow my spit. I just talked for so long without swallowing. Anyway, so lots of stuff going on. You can get everything at kelseycook.com.
Yes! Oh my God. Fabulous. I will be here. I will be in my home. I will not be traveling.
With your beautiful boosted energy space.
If you're tuning into a podcast, chances are you like podcasts. I'd love to have you over at my other podcast called the Minimalist Business Podcast. I just said podcast 50 times. Elainefisher.com. It's a free show. It's private, but it's completely free. There's no subscription or anything. And I am talking a lot about like building your dream career and your dream business over there and how it just looks different for everybody. A lot of mindfulness business practices and productivity tips and really powerful interviews with people in the mental health and wellness space and all that. So we'd love to have you over there. Just come and check it out if you wanna. We do have a fabulous quote. So this quote was submitted by one of our Patreon members, Kelly. And the quote is from Ambrose Redmoon, and it says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear."
Oh.
Delicious.
Gosh.
Delicious.
I really like that. It's so good. Yeah. Yep. Man, can you say that one more time?
Yes. Let's all take a moment to really impress this one. It says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear." I fucking love it. It's such a good reminder.
Yeah, I don't know if I've loved a quotable that much in a while.
Yes.
Like that one really, that's one that could be on a bathroom mirror for me. I'd like to see that one a lot. Yeah, that's really good.
I feel like we get in this space sometimes where we try to like completely eradicate fear. Like it's not supposed to be there after a certain age or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that like feeling the fear and just doing it anyway, like just acknowledging it's going to be there, but like, then what, you know?
Yeah. Yes. I really love it. I think we'll probably talk about this more in depth on an upcoming episode where I want to talk about the process of this long grief I've been going through with my mom's dementia. And my therapist has been giving me such incredible takeaways that are often just embracing and accepting what's happening rather than trying to eradicate, like you said, the fear or the stress. I told her I have just felt so stressed for so long. Like, my cortisol levels have been so high for over 2 years about my mom. Yeah. And that I worry about it. And she's like, you know, I think obviously you need to keep doing whatever you can to take care of yourself, meditate, exercise, whatever you can do. But just know that that is kind of part of this. You're a human. This is an extremely difficult emotional thing to be going through. And there's kind of no way around that that's the reality. And there's something about that, that even though it's dark, it felt very freeing to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it gave me permission to kind of try to stop fighting it and stop trying to like fix this feeling. It's like, you are going to be sad. Like, this is probably the saddest thing you'll ever go through. So anyway, again, we'll probably get into that more with some of my other therapist takeaways that she's been giving me lately, because they've been so good. But yeah, that quote I think is hitting me hard for that reason, where it's just like, fear is there and you still have to deal with what's going on.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Kels. Yeah. Like, that totally makes sense, that like that acceptance is so necessary just for your own mental health right now, you know?
For sure. For sure.
So for this episode, I just kind of have stuff in different like categories. I got tips that like I kind of do everywhere in my space, but also have like things that are specific to my office and bedroom and living room and all that stuff. So yeah. Kelsey and I are just going to go through like each category that we have and, you know, hope you find some things that start your own brainstorming.
Yeah. So
shall we dig in?
Yes, please. Go for it. Okay.
Oh, also forgot to mention, if you want to submit quotes for the show that get on, you know, self-helpless, you can go to patreon.com/self-helpless for that.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, I can't wait to hear about like what you kind of just do generally in every room or every area. So one thing that I've tried to do intentionally is just the things that I want to use more often, I really try to make them visible, like use them as decorations almost. Like, okay. Instead of filling my bookshelf with like books I'm never going to read, my bookshelf right now has like my yoga mat and like little weights on it, looking real cute.
Yeah.
Because I know that if they're easily accessible, I'm going to pull them off and use them more often and stuff like that. So that's like one thing I do quite a bit. And then I got plants in every room. I got fake plants and real plants. You can even see, if you tune in on YouTube, I'll just like show you around my office a little bit, because this is kind of a template for like most areas of my home.
Yeah.
What I love about plants is that they are great for covering shit up, covering cords up, you know, on the floor. Yeah. We got like crazy TV cords in the living room. I just got a big old plant covering that shit up. So love a good plant. Just makes you feel like you're kind of outside, but you know, you're still covered, you know, the weather's not going to get to you. So that's a big one. And I just use a lot of neutral colors now. Especially like living in Los Angeles, like the spaces are small out here, you know, like anything that makes me feel like I'm in a bigger space. So just bright, like a lot of white and neutral things for like the furniture and walls and stuff. I've just like painted all of my furniture white just to make things feel bigger here. And then I'll just have like a pop of color in the room. So like, for example, in my office, most of the thing is white, but I got a lot of like blues and like little pink gold accents. And like, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
So that's like a thing that I use like throughout everything. I also love the rules of three when you're trying to like decorate stuff. Have you heard that one? Is that helpful? Yeah. Like having three things together. So you have like a plant, a candle, and a jar or something kind of grouped together. Yeah. I don't know. I forget the fucking reason. It doesn't look like super cluttered. It looks intentional. Yes. Been loving that. What a simple hot tip that is from all the interior design experts out there. Yeah. And also like, isn't it supposed to be like a little bit big, or like the size of a pineapple, your stuff, the size of a pineapple. So it doesn't look like you got a bunch of small stuff in your space that makes things feel very cluttered.
Yes. So, it's like an antique shop.
Exactly. So if you're like picking things for your bookshelf decor and stuff, you know, doing things that are a little bit like pineapple size and bigger might help with that feeling.
Yeah, interesting.
This is my favorite one that I've done recently. Is I have those like air conditioning wall units in our bedroom and in our living room. We don't have central AC in this place. Mm-hmm. Those things are just a real eyesore. Like you can put a lot of effort into decorating and then that thing just looks like a piece of shit. And yeah. So I got two different little macrame artwork pieces and they just hang over those units and you can't see them. It just like looks like there's art on the wall and boom, they're gone.
Oh my gosh. So Dude. It's just the vents like that aren't covered and air can still come out, but the rest of it is decorated.
Yes. Like, you know, those giant, like the boxes that stick out of the wall with the vents. I just basically, I hung the little macrame thing. I got two big ones. I hung it right over and then like, you know, you drape it over the unit and you cannot see the unit at all. You can't even really, it's hard to even tell that it's like popping out a lot because just the way that it hangs. Dude, what a fucking game changer for my mental health. I know it sounds so stupid.
No, that's so funny. You're gonna have to send me pictures so I can see.
I will send you photos. Yes. My gosh, I tried so hard to figure out a solution for those things. I tried to think like, could we build a cabinet around it? Is there anything online? And I'm just like, fuck, I just got to think about like, what's a piece of art I could hide that shit with?
Wow.
So man, if you're like, if you have those units, those are some ones that we've done. And then I invested in curtains in every room instead of those shitty little plastic blinds that just, you know, crack and fall off all over your floor.
Oh God, they're the worst. They should be illegal. I hate them with a passion. Any place I've lived in that has had it, so it's like the vertically hanging ones that have this tiny little hole at the top and this cheap ass plastic clothespin, basically, they always snap off. They always break. There's always one that's like 5 degrees turned too much. And so it looks off. I can't tell you the number of places I've lived where I hate it. It eats away at me. It bothers me so much.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like fingernails for your window. That's what it feels like. They're just like gross. And like, they're fragile and they crack off and they break.
I hate them. Like,
get that shit out of there.
They're the worst.
So bad. And I have never in my life taken that shit down. If I've been in an apartment, they have it. I just have them forever. And I decided like, you know what? It costs a lot of money to like buy a house in Los Angeles. Kim and I might be living in like townhome living for a long time. I'm just going to invest in this place. Like this is our forever home. Oh, and I got just really nice, like white curtains for most of the rooms, except our bedroom has like gray blackout curtains that are so great. Game changer for our sleep. But my gosh, does it instantly elevate a room? It makes it look so much nicer. Yep. It makes it feel more expensive in your home, even if it's not. Like,
absolutely.
So those things have been fabulous. So yeah, curtains. And then I have mirrors in every room. Again, just with the small space, they just open things up, make things look a little bit bigger. I'll even show you in my office right now. So you can see the plants right there.
Yeah.
I got a mirror on that wall.
Oh, beautiful.
And then over here, I got a mirror on that wall. So no matter where you look, you kind of look like the space is a little bit bigger.
Yes.
You can also see all my furniture is white on purpose.
Yeah.
And my bookshelf is there. It has like my workout stuff and things like that.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love whenever I visit, I love being in that room. It's got great energy. It really does. Thanks. It's like you feel happy to be in that room.
Oh, I'm so glad that was like the intention. Like I just want it to feel like a really nice space. And I also have a painting behind me. It's repurposed. So I like to buy big canvases from thrift shops because canvases are very expensive. And I paint over them with my own design. One thing I try to do is I buy like mass produced art. I don't like to paint over people's like original artwork just out of respect for the artist, but I'll get things like you can tell it was like a Target piece or something.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way to save money on canvases and you can, you know, paint it however you want. And like, you can see how easy this design is behind me. Just a bunch of freaking lines. Anybody can do it, but it just kind of brings, you know, the colors that you might want into your space. And then just a few other things that I do in every room. Like I always have like a cozy blanket nearby, like sitting mm-hmm. on a chair, makes it look nice. They don't have to be expensive. And I also have like clear jars and like brown baskets in like every room
okay.
to put shit in. So like my little, over here, my like, dumbbells and stuff, they're not just sitting on the bookshelf. They're in like a cute little brown basket.
Oh, I see.
And stuff like that. And, clear jars have been a game changer. Like all of my shampoo bottles are now in clear jars. They're not in the actual shampoo bottles anymore.
Oh.
All of my soap stuff, all of my bath stuff, mason jars, soap dish, you know, dispensers.
Interesting.
It kind of makes you feel like you're in like a little hotel spa wherever
yeah.
you go. You're not seeing like all the different colored bottles everywhere.
Right.
Oh my God. It's been a game changer. Anyway, so that was a lot, but that's like what I kind of do in every room. Those are the yeah. things that are like the same in every place.
I love that. Those are such great tips.
Thanks. What about you, Kels? What do you do like an overall theme for yourself?
Yeah. Before I share some of mine, I have to ask, did you ever watch The Brave Little Toaster when you were young?
Oh my God. Yes. I can't picture like what it's about, but I know I watched it.
Okay. So there's a scene. I used to be just terrified of literally everything as a child. Things in movies that weren't even meant to be that scary truly terrified me. So there's a scene in Brave Little Toaster where the wall unit AC he has like a coughing fit to death.
Oh my God.
And it's, I mean, I will say I was a sensitive child, but that movie is horrifying. God forbid you take an edible and watch that as an adult, because oh I really feel like it will fuck you up to think about your lamp and your blanket being alive.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I'm starting to recall this stuff. Yes.
The vacuum. Yeah. And then they go to like a junkyard and they die in the junk because it's crushing. It's crazy. Anyway, though, yeah. When you talk about the wall AC unit, I always think of that scene in Brave Little Toaster where it's just so scary. But I hate like a wall AC unit. That's amazing that you found a way to make them less of an eyesore, because
yeah.
LA apartments in particular love a wall unit AC, and they love those fucking vertical blinds that I want to javelin throw across the parking lot. I hate them.
I know. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so the little toaster. I haven't thought about that since I was a kid. You're absolutely right. That was fucking traumatic.
It is traumatic.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a movie. There were so many from our childhood. Never Ending Story. Ferngully had some fucked up shit.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Our generation, Homeward Bound, absolutely not. So many things that just we shouldn't have seen as kids that they just popped on for us as six-year-olds, and they were like, enjoy your slumber party. It's like, yes, well, I'll never sleep again.
My mom's got a vacuum. Don't have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. So that aside, one of the tips that I have loved as I've gotten a little older, I've transitioned from buying the cheapest version of furniture. I, for a very long time, would still get shit from like the dorm section of Target or whatever was cheap. But then sometimes, even if you start to feel a little bit more comfortable financially, you realize that furniture as an adult, when it's not from the dorm section of Target, can be really expensive.
Right.
I've been trying to find ways where it's like, God, I want these nice pieces that feel good, that make me happy when I look at them, that are going to last a long time. But I don't know if I want to always spend that huge price tag for a brand new thing. And I have been really pleasantly surprised by Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp. I have gotten nice things from like beautiful pieces from World Market, and like people all around you could be very, very well off financially, and they're just trying to get rid of their shit before they move. And sometimes they put pieces up there that are like $400 pieces of furniture for $20.
Yes. And
then you've got this dream thing. When I did the episode about tips for moving, I talked about how I was on the other end of that, where I had splurged on a nice new couch from Joybird. I ended up having to sell it to move, and I had to sell it for way less than what I purchased it for just to get it off my hands. But it's good to remember, though, that if you are the buyer, there more often than not are things that you are looking for that are really nice, maybe very gently used for a fraction of the cost.
Yes. Oh, Kels, I'm so excited you're getting into that. You know, I love my pre-owned shit.
Yes. Yes.
I love that you're getting into that stuff too, because it feels so much more exciting. It's like a scavenger hunt. Doesn't it feel more exciting when you find something like at a great deal, good quality, and it's like, oh, I got this thing that nobody else got. Like I got it first, versus going to somewhere where they got 10 of the thing that you're looking for and it's full price and all that. It's just fun.
It's so fun. And it feels a little special too, because it feels more one of a kind. It feels like it's got maybe a little character to it or something. Obviously there are some pieces of furniture, like at least for me, I wouldn't want to buy a used couch. I wouldn't want to buy a used mattress, right? There are certain things that I will go ahead and spend the money for the new version of, but like a dining room table or a TV stand, stuff like that. I'm totally fine to look on OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace. So recommend those. And for me, one of the biggest things that blocks my productivity or my energy and my space is clutter. And I have found that when I have too many surfaces that I can set things on, those more often than not become spaces for clutter. Like kitchen counters, I think, can get cluttered so fast. Dining room tables, the tops of dressers. So for me, I have just started to become very almost hyper aware of, as I go to set something down, I'm like, where does that actually belong?
Yes.
Because 90% of the time it doesn't belong where I'm about to set it down. And it doesn't take that much more effort to actually just go put it where it's supposed to go and where it needs to end up anyway. So I've tried to really minimize the things that I think I need to have out. Like you were talking about being intentional with bookshelves. So rather than maybe filling it with stuff that you're not actually going to read, use it to put your workout stuff there. I love that. So yeah, for me, I've just tried very hard as I've gotten older to not let things pile up, because a cluttered desk or tabletop, it makes it so hard for me to think.
Yes. That's such a good one, dude. And it's what is it, like the pylon effect, where it's like you put one thing on the table and then you come back 2 minutes later and there's 18 things on there. Like, wait, the fuck, how'd this happen? Like, raise the force on the kitchen table.
Yes.
So true. Along that lines, that's why I love having baskets in every room, because you can just throw shit in there. It doesn't have to be like just like getting it out of your sight.
Right.
Like having them on bookshelves and stuff. Cam likes to use our built-in bookshelves downstairs as like, you know, his own personal closet. So we'll just have stuff all over the place, random shit. And so I just got baskets for our bookshelves. I'm like, hey, will you just throw these in here? You don't even have to go put them away, but just like get them off like all these different shelves everywhere. Wrappers and pens and, you know, glasses or whatever.
Yes. On that same note, I have really found that investing in a shoe rack, and these things, again, can be so cheap. You can get those on Target so easily or on a place like OfferUp. But shoes are something that we're, I think, often just kind of taken off, thrown around. They can make the entryway of your home look so shitty so fast.
Yes.
And I know it can be hard to stay on top of that, but I hate that feeling of the second I walk in my door, that I feel like I can't step anywhere because there's all these shoes everywhere. So we got a couple shoe racks downstairs, and Chad and I have been pretty good about putting our shoes away when we walk in the door. And it's so nice. It keeps things off the floor. It saves space. Like, find things that can save your space. Your space is so valuable. We all only have so many square feet in our homes. So do things that go vertically, I think, like shoe racks, you know, you're taking up less space and you've got more floor room available.
Oh, love a good shoe rack.
Love a good shoe rack.
Delicious.
You were talking about a few things that I also totally agree with, like plants, mirrors. Mirrors are such a big thing in feng shui. Not only do they make your space appear bigger, that optical illusion of being able to see more of the space through the mirror, but it's supposed to be reflecting energy as well. It's reflecting light. It's reflecting energy.
Love it.
I just love mirrors. I love mirrors so much for your space in making it look bigger and just opens things up. I did invest in a large floor mirror from West Elm. It's the first time I've really let myself like do a splurge like that. But I feel like mirrors are one of those things that's like, that can be a lifetime piece.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
That's not going to wear out. I'm not doing anything to the mirror. You know what I mean? That's going to do wear and tear on it. It just stands against my wall. So I think mirrors are something that not only are you reflecting your space, but you're reflecting yourself. So I used to buy really cheap mirrors because I just didn't want to spend the money. And then every time I saw myself in the mirror, it would make me feel cheap.
Yeah, interesting.
Because it was just a dingy...
Right.
Like, again, from the dorm section of Target, I think it was a $20 floor mirror, and it was just a plasticky frame. It just looked bad, and it didn't matter how nicely I had gotten dressed up to go out for the night. If I wanted to, you know, take a picture of my outfit or just make sure everything looked okay before I left, I would see myself in the mirror and be like, I'm not taking care of myself.
Dude, that's such a good point that you're looking at mirrors every day. So make sure you're looking at a mirror that makes you feel like a fucking great.
Yeah.
That's so true. Mirrors are something that's another thing I love getting at thrift shops, because you can get some big, beautiful ones and then you can paint over them. So all my mirrors are like, yeah, most of them from thrift shops, and I'll just paint them like the color of whatever that space is that I'm trying to do. But fucking love a good solid.
Yes.
Feels great. Nice.
Yes. Exactly. Like a heavy one. I didn't realize how much it was actually impacting how I thought of myself until getting the nicer one. And now when I put on a nicer outfit and maybe take a picture of like an outfit of the day or whatever for an Instagram story, I feel so good because it's the thing I splurged on. It feels like a high self-worth item. And like I said, you don't always have to do that. There are things I don't care that much about the TV stand being secondhand and not expensive, but mirrors carry a lot of stuff in them, I think. So if you're going to splurge on something, I think a nice mirror is a great one to do.
Dude, I love that. Can I tell you one purchase that I think is so, I thought it was so dumb at the time, but it has been like one of my best investments. It's so silly. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to show it to you because it's literally right next to me. And it is something that I did not need at all. And I had a really hard time buying it because I just didn't really need it. But okay.
1 second. Okay.
It is this slab of marble. And it's like one of those things where you can just put shit in it, right? It's just a huge, heavy slab of marble.
Yes.
And I saw it and I talked myself out of it. And I was like, you don't need that. Like, just get a freaking basket from Goodwill or something. Right.
Right.
And I thought about this for 2 weeks and I went back to get it. And I said, no, I'm not that fucking person anymore who denies myself of something that I want. It was $40. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, $40, right?
You said it like it's going to be $600 or something.
It was 40. And I was like, I'm going to buy this for myself as a gift. And you know what it does? I wanted something really nice that held all of my podcasting equipment and like office tools, right? And every single time I look at this thing, which is almost every day, if I'm in my office, I feel so fucking good. I'm looking at this beautiful slab of marble
that
I bought myself. and it instantly gives me good energy. That $40 investment has probably made me $40,000. I'm not kidding. Just because of boosting my energy.
Yeah.
Every day.
Can I ask how long you've had that for?
I've had this probably for, I think a year and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've gotten some very good podcast news recently. And I just, again, the feng shui of that, I love that energy of like, that's where you put your podcast stuff. And when you look at it, you're like, my podcast is worth shit. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, Kels, I just got chills. That is so interesting. Now I'm seriously going to try to figure out when I got this.
Yeah.
Maybe it feels like a year and a half, but maybe it hasn't been. I gotta look into that more, because that's such a, that is a good point. And it's making me think about other cool things that have happened. And
yeah,
maybe how it relates to how it's been in my space.
Yes.
Dude, that's a whole nother episode we should talk about. Like the things that have been in our space and then what it led to. I love that shit.
I mean, it's all feng shui.
Oh, Kels, I love it. Yes.
It's all feng shui.
So good.
So another thing with feng shui that they talk about a lot that they like, in the feng shui books are wind chimes or hanging. When I say crystals, I don't mean like the thing that a lot of people think of as woo woo. I mean like a light catcher, like a prism. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like something with lots of cuts around it. So when light hits it, rainbows come out.
Oh, cool.
So when you hang something like that in your space, or when you hang a wind chime in feng shui, it's supposed to be, again, moving energy. Same as a mirror, where it's, I think there's something about it, and I like the way it looks and feels. So if you're into that, I think that that can be a nice addition to your space as well. And
I need that for sure.
Yeah. And I love a candle. A candle. That is real energy right there. It's a flame. It's, you know what I mean? There's something about having a candle lit that just, ooh, it puts me in a good headspace.
I totally agree. And Kels, oh my gosh, one of my favorite upgrades is something that you recommended, which is the electric lighter. Oh my gosh, that has been life-changing. Because I have candles in every room too. I just love how they feel instantly. And I, you know, this electric lighter, I just put in like one of my little baskets that's like near the candle. It's got like the TV remote. It's got the lighter and all that stuff. But I have been using candles more because of that lighter, because it's just so easy. I'm not going to burn my finger. All the things. But that is that's been a solid upgrade from, you know, the typical lighter to that thing. Chargeable.
Such a game changer.
Saving money, saving the environment, all that shit.
Yes. If you guys want it, it's on Amazon, and I think it's like $10 or $15. Best $10-$15 I've ever spent. I can't think of the brand, but if you just type like rechargeable candle lighter or anything like that, it's so great. It's just the best.
Yes. One big theme that I've gotten very into is things that match. Like now I have all matching like gray towels, matching bed sheets and duvet covers, even matching like wooden hangers. So like you go in your closet, it's all like nice wood. You go in your bathroom, you see like all gray towels. I love that. And it's so easy to do at any budget too, to just get something that matches. And also I've purchased different brands, but I just get the same color. So it doesn't really matter if this gray towel costs $2 and this one costs $20. They're all gray.
Got it.
And that has helped a lot.
I love that. The hangers in the closet, I think, are a huge one that can completely transform the look of your closet to have uniform hangers, as opposed to one that was from the dry cleaners 3 years ago, one that's a hot pink plastic one, one that's a wood one. It just can look so cluttered and weird so fast.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, that one of my first intentional upgrades was getting like matching nightstands, because my nightstands were always mismatched and it pissed me off. Every time I looked at it, I felt like, I don't have my shit together. I'm never going to get my shit together. I suck, all these things. And all I had to do was choose which one I wanted to get the matching version of and get that thing. And it changed my life. I know it sounds so stupid, but every time I looked at it, I was like, I'm figuring some stuff out, you know?
Yes.
A big game changer was, especially when I started my business, I did not have a designated like desk workspace. I worked on the kitchen table. I worked on my nightstand. I worked on my bedroom dresser. I worked wherever the fuck I needed to. Yeah. And like getting an actual desk and having a space has been so nice. And along the lines of what you're saying, Kels, about like pre-owned furniture or like repurposing things, the desk that I have right now, which I just painted all white, of course, it's right here.
Beautiful.
It's like matte. It's big. It's nice and big. But somebody in my life was moving out of their office space, and they had all these like old wooden brown, not very attractive desks and stuff that they were just getting rid of. So I took one and I went home and I just refinished it, painted it white. And it looks like a brand new desk. It cost me nothing. And like just those things, like sometimes people are just like getting rid of stuff for free. They're putting it out on the side of the road. I see so much stuff just on the side of the road that I'm like, if I had more space, I would take that and I would refinish it and paint it and I would put it in my home, you know? Yes. So it's like, there's so many opportunities to do that stuff with.
The mirror thing being something that I think is a great investment. I would say the same thing goes for photo frames or frames for your art. I know it can be expensive to either have something framed or to get a nicer looking frame. But for the longest time, I put my my first Tonight Show cue cards in these super cheap plasticky frames on Amazon because I just didn't feel comfortable splurging at the time. And every time I looked at it, it would make me... I couldn't enjoy it the way I wanted to, because I would also look at that frame and be like, God damn, that frame is so ugly. It's so cheap. And it's not, like, I'm not honoring this accomplishment. The whole reason I'm framing it is to be proud of it. And yet I was shortchanging myself. And there was something to be said for maybe at the time, I didn't feel financially comfortable doing that. And so if you're listening and you don't feel like you're in a space for that, that's completely fine too. I do think that there are great ways, on OfferUp, to find nice frames for a fraction of the cost. But yeah, I think that that's a good thing too, to take things that you love and put them in nice frames, because the whole reason you're framing them is because you want to see them.
Yes. Oh my God. That's on my list too, Kels. I could not agree more. And I actually, I get a lot of my bigger frames from the thrift shop because again, they're just so affordable. And Cam and I blew up two pictures, like wedding photos of ours in our bedroom. But the frames that I got were like not super attractive wooden, like big old frames, but they were obviously donated from like the outside of like a storefront. So like almost like they held like advertisements or something in there, banners for something. So they're pretty big. And they were $7 each, massive frames. I came home, painted them white, and I just blew up our photos to like be little posters in them. And I'm telling you, those frames full price are probably several hundred dollars. And I got them for $14. So it's like, yeah, I totally agree. Like a frame can be a game changer for a space. And none of this stuff has to like be expensive, but it also can be if you're like, no, I want to spend a lot of money on this thing because I want to. And I could not agree more. It's so weird to think about the stuff that you look at every day. You just even subconsciously don't realize all the thoughts that are going through your head about that object. Like sometimes you're aware of it and sometimes you're not.
Yeah. And also just a tip, I would say if you're going to splurge on frames, find something that's timeless, because I think it can be a pain in the ass to switch things out of frames and do all that stuff. Try to find things that you feel like you will like for a long time, maybe rather than something that looks super trendy or I don't know. And again, who fucking cares? If it's your style, go for it. But for me, I've learned that I like to lean more toward things that feel a little more neutral and that I think I will still like no matter what my style is.
Yes. Love it so much. Yes. So should we do like a little office space? Any little nuggets for maybe your office or workspace?
I think for me, the fewer things in my office, the better.
Yeah.
Because again, if that's where I'm going to try and be the most productive, I just want very little opportunity for clutter. I want few things on the walls and the things that are in there to be things that motivate me. Maybe it's my work calendar. Maybe it's accomplishments. Anything like that. Like, you want to walk into your office space and just feel like a fucking boss. So whatever you need to do that, I think that's the best for your office.
Dude, that's such a great point. And you know what? I've realized what makes me feel good in my office. And it's so interesting that you bring that up, because I used to have a lot of like framed accomplishments in my space, but sometimes it kind of made me a little sad that I don't do those things anymore. And I actually like had to put them away. Like, I used to have stuff, you know, like a picture of me like doing stand up or something on, you know, like a TV thing or, you know, just those types of things that felt like my old life. And I felt like, you know what, I think I need to put these away and not really have anything out for a while until maybe I can, you know, I see what makes me feel good, you know? Yeah. And so now what I have on display in my office are like very like self-care related things. Like, I got like little crystals. I got my like Tibetan like sound bath thing on the shelf, a little self-care jar. So it's like, you know what, just like, I need a constant reminder to take care of myself, especially in my workspace, because of course workaholic tendencies will always be there. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to kind of remove accomplishment stuff and replace it with self-care related triggers. Like, remember, like, do something nice for yourself or whatever. It's like all like what makes you feel good, you know? Like, it has to be so personalized for you. But that's probably the big one in my office space. What about your bedroom? Anything particular in there?
I just lubed the first thing that came to my mind.
Dude, that hot tip from Goody about the lube in the dispenser.
Dude, lube is a game changer. She's so right that there's this.
I need to use it. I've never used it.
I think sometimes people think that you only, this is such a total tangent, but I think sometimes people think you only need it if like you struggle getting wet.
Right.
And like, I don't struggle with that, but it just, it like makes sex even better. It's great.
Get some.
Get lube.
Yeah. Gosh, this is a PSA for everybody tuning in.
Get some lube.
If you get anything from this episode, it's get some lube.
Yeah.
Upgrade the lube switch.
Upgrade the lube. I think the brand that I like is on Amazon. I think it's called Lulu, but it's, I highly recommend water-based, just because that typically has a better pH for your business.
Yes.
It keeps things happy. Yeah. Anyway. Beautiful. Okay. Totally.
I love it. Right along with lube.
Keep lube in my bedroom. So Chad and I have invested in blackout curtains, which sounds like you have too, Del.
Yes.
Such a game changer. I used to think of my bedroom as like, oh, I want it to be this like really bright, beautiful, airy space. I want it to be like a place that's beautiful during the day. And I think it depends how big your space is, because up until he and I moved into this place, I was living in a one-bedroom apartment where I would actually spend quite a bit of time in my bedroom. Now, he and I are really only in our bedroom for when we're sleeping or fucking. And so it doesn't have to be this like, I think, bright, airy space anymore. For me, I am trying to program my brain for that room to pretty much always just be like, you're going to be sleeping in here.
Yes.
Like, whatever you want in that space that helps you wind down. I'm a big no TV in the bedroom person. Same. I think that for me, that keeps my brain up. So I don't have a TV in there. I try not to do any work in my bedroom.
Yeah.
besides a couple jobs, you know what I mean?
That's the most important job that you get.
But I think your bedroom is all
you're
about
headlining Chad's cock. Maybe.
Oh, headlining. God, you with the dad funds. It's really next level. You're so good at them. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I try not to bring work into the bedroom because I think it's best to just have that space be like super tranquil. We have air purifiers in there now. Even if you don't have pets, I would recommend an air purifier in your bedroom because it's just pumping out fresh, clean air while you sleep. It's really nice for your sinuses. It's nice because it gives you a little white noise too.
Yeah.
I love that feeling of just a crisp, fresh air as you're falling asleep. I think it's great.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so the loop. So it's made me think of a moment when Cam and I first started dating, and I was giving oral to him because I'm a nice lady and
nice gal.
I whipped it out and I was like, "Is this thing on?"
Oh my god!
That's when he was like, "I really like this girl."
You are so unbelievable.
Keep in mind, only you. I'd be marrying this man, right? I'm like, this guy, I don't give a shit. I'm a nice person, but like, we're not going to end up together. Oh, I can just do whatever.
Just honking the tip like a clown nose. God. It's very Zooey Deschanel, New Girl.
Yeah, that's just that's just my reality, baby. That's just the stuff I do. I would do some weird things in the bedroom with people I really did not think I would have a serious relationship because I was like, fuck it, who cares? If anything, it'll be a story of some kind. But anyway, besides doing that stuff in the bedroom, I love the frames, all that kind of stuff we talked about, framing nice things. I only have pictures of me and Cam in the bedroom. I think I like that tip that a lot of people share of like, you know, I totally agree with you, Kels, is like I've picked colors in there that are like more relaxing instead of like vibrant and energetic. Just like it's time to like calm down in here and like, you know, do that. So there's like a lot of like grays and like deep purples and stuff in there, just neutral type colors as well. And then all my bright colors are in like my living room and dining room and stuff where we're like awake and, you know, having people over and stuff. But yeah, I would say that's going on in the bedroom. Yeah. I think we've covered a lot of that kind of stuff in there. Yeah. What about bathroom stuff?
Ooh, I think it's always nice to have a candle in your bathroom if you're doing a little, little business. Nice to have a candle to light. Also, I think even if it's not lit, I like the aesthetics of a candle in there. Just even like the smell of the wax, I think it's nice. I just love candles in the bathroom.
Yes.
And I've become very big on white towels, things that just look clean, fresh. You talked about changing your soap putting it into mason jars. I like anything that makes it feel like a nice spa.
Yes.
We've also, largely because of our pets, but we have invested in the sort of trash cans that all have the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, with a little step in the lid. And
yes,
I think that also makes your bathroom in particular look a lot cleaner, a lot nicer, because you're not able to see what is actually in your trash. And bathroom garbages can look so disgusting.
I know. Floss, tampons, tissues.
Like, wrappers. You don't want to see what's in there. And so we bought a few of those at Target. They're great. I love them. That's one of those things that I won't go back now.
Yes.
Once you see what it looks like to have it with a lid, you don't have to look at your disgusting garbage all day. I think it's great. Gosh, I probably have a few more, but why don't you go ahead and share yours? Maybe it'll make me think of some more.
I totally agree. I like having matching like bathroom accessories. So like the silver step trash can with the lid, but also like the silver little like plunger holder, like all that is kind of matching, more neutral. All the matching towels in there. And then I also have with the glass jar thing, everything's in a glass jar in there. And I had to get little, I don't know what they're called, like little funnel things. What the fuck are they called? You got to put a little metal thing on top of the bottle while you pour in the solution.
A funnel.
Funnel. Okay, great. Yeah. So I had to get a little, you know, a little accessory to that stuff, but it's so worth it. Yeah. And I also have, I love taking baths. It's one of my, it's my go-to favorite activity for self-care, anything. And so again, anything that I want to do more of and remind me to take care of myself is on display. Mm-hmm. So my sister got me this beautiful little, like the bathtub tables that you've seen or whatever. And on there is a mason jar filled with Epsom salt and a mason jar filled with like bubble bath. And then I also have a cute little vase and flower on it, like dried flower that sits on it. And then I also have a bundle of like white bath bombs. So when you go in, it just looks like it's ready for bath time. It's like nice and pretty. You just pour the empty jar into the bath for what you want. So I love that just whole look. And then I splurged on a teak wood bench for our shower. So when you walk in, it just feels like a little mini spa shower in there with a beautiful little wood. You can sit on it. You can put your leg on there when you're shaving. You can do whatever the hell you want on that thing.
Yes.
And our bathroom is so, so tiny. So I have a big mirror hanging over the bathtub. Just to make the space look bigger. There's not a lot of stuff in there. There's like one plant, a couple things. And I have a perfume jar that sits on the toilet with, so along the glass jar thing, I like the poopery stuff.
Oh yeah.
Right. But I just poured the poopery into this beautiful perfume bottle jar. Oh. So the jar, a little toilet paper sits there, and then a candle. So it's like the group of three that sits on the actual like toilet thing. And like, you know, we have some dried flowers hanging and also some dried flowers and like little vase on the floor. And like, that's kind of it. That's the bath stuff. Just not much stuff in there because it's such a small space, but it feels, I think it feels nice in there, as nice as it can. You know?
That's so great. I will say too, I'm sure I've talked about this 1,000 years ago on the podcast, but a great tip for repurposing to have some beautiful glass jars around for putting whatever you want in there, Q-tips, cotton balls, you know, bathroom things or other things, is when you buy a 3-wick candle, maybe from Bath and Body Works or whatever, they come in those beautiful glass jars with really nice lids. Once you have used the candle down all the way till you can't burn anymore, stick it in the freezer. Once it's frozen, you take a knife and you break up the remaining wax on the bottom, wash it out with some soap, and then you can either just use it like that. You can paint it, you can decorate it.
Oh,
so that's what's in my bathroom. I've decorated some formerly Bath and Body Works 3-wick candle jars.
Dude, I love it. What a tip. Yeah. Hot tip. I'm going to do that with all my, because they put them in such beautiful jars.
Yeah.
You know what I also do is sometimes like, look, if a pickle jar looks cute, I save that shit and I put some flowers in it and then become like a mason jar vase. But love repurposing whatever, you know, whatever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on to the living room. Anything in the living room that strikes you?
I don't know. I feel like, again, living rooms can get cluttered quickly because it's such a frequently used area.
Yes.
So we don't even have a coffee table. We just have our little buffet that the TV stand is on, and the buffet has drawers. I'm a big fan of if you can have something that has drawers and keep things tucked away as opposed to maybe a table that's just constantly collecting clutter. Drawers are so fantastic. Stick things in there, tuck them away, keep them out of your sight.
Love it. Love it.
How about you, Del?
One of my favorite things I've done in my living room so far is, you know, those beautiful TVs that are like, it's like a wood frame around them.
Yeah.
You've seen those. Well, I didn't buy that shit. But what I did buy was I bought duct tape that looks like wood, and I taped my fucking TV. I taped the border of the TV so it looks like a wood frame, but it cost me $450. So that was a hack that I was like, oh my God, is this going to work? And then I bought it and I did it. And I was like, holy shit, it works. People compliment my TV all the time. And I'm like, dude, that's duct tape.
You have to send me pictures of this.
I will. And so that's been a game changer because I love the look. I think TVs can be such an eyesore, especially if like, it's just a big black TV and none of your decor is like bright and airy and stuff. So what I do now is when people come over, I will go to YouTube on our TV and I will look for like screen art and I will select like a little art that just sits there and it looks like a framed piece of art on our wall instead of a TV.
Yes, I love
and that. I fucking love that shit. So those like little tiny things can really just make you feel like so good in your space. I also painted our fireplace white. It was just completely black when we moved in. Mm-hmm. Painted that white, brightened it up. I put a little, you know, some decor in the fireplace itself. It doesn't really work. So did that. And then I have a record player in the corner of our living room and just makes me feel instantly good to listen to a record. There's something just so soothing about it. Love it. So I had got like a little basket to put all my records in and I decorated that little area nicely. So yeah, those are the main things in my living room, and just lots of plants on my bookshelf and not too many things on the bookshelves, just like a select few like sentimental pieces and stuff to display. And then like similar things in like the dining room area. It's like when you set an intention for what you want to do in that space, it makes things easier. It makes it easier to decorate. So when I think of like the dining room, I'm like, this is where I want to have friends and family over for like a good cup of tea or a nice drink and like a meal. And so we only have two built-in cabinets in there. And so one is a tea cabinet full of like beautiful teacups and different types of tea, because that's what I want to do in there with my friends. And the other is a liquor cabinet for cocktails and mocktails and stuff like that. And we use it all the time. And somebody comes over, they go and pick the glass or teacup that they want to use, and I make them a cup of tea, and it's just so nice.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Ready to go, you know? Yeah. So that's all the inside stuff. And then the last thing is just anything that you happen to do for your like backyard, front yard, patio, like outdoor living. You mentioned the wind chime thing, which I love. I need a wind chime in my back patio.
But I don't really have much of an outdoor space, so I'm gonna let you just speak to this.
Okay. So a few things like twinkle lights, I mean, super easy to hang. Yeah. Great. Like they just make you feel so good out there. Honestly, I try to do a lot of real plants and they just kept dying both inside and outside of my home. So Cam and I we do fake plants, but I do fake plants outside too. And, just makes it feel like, okay, cool. We're in some kind of nature, but it's plastic, but you can get some good, you can get some good thrifted fake plants. And then just like a nice set of outdoor furniture with like nice pillows definitely can be an investment, but it does just make a really big difference. And then I keep a bunch of throw blankets actually in our kitchen near our outdoor space. So when people come over, I just put some nice blankets on our patio furniture and just makes it look more inviting. It's really hard to keep like patio furniture clean. So that's just kind of been my hack for that. And the last thing I invested in that has just been a game changer for just my safety and how I feel in my home is the Ring doorbell thing.
Dude, us too.
How nice is that? I like when I'm home alone and Cam's not here, I just feel so much safer having that.
Me too.
And we have it on our front door, but I want to get it on our back door too, because it is really makes such a huge difference.
I cannot recommend it enough. I love that when I'm on the road.
Oh yeah.
I can see what's going on outside my front door. That is such money well spent. It's not insanely expensive. Cannot recommend it enough to everybody.
Oh my God. So good. And Kels, did you have anything that you bring on the road with you or that you do on the road to like make you feel like you are crushing it in your space? Like when you're not at home?
You know, for me, it's just been simplifying what I pack. I have tried to buy duplicates of almost all of my travel things. So I have duplicates of all of my skincare. I really have a quick checklist in my mind of things that I know I always bring. I always bring my own pillowcase so that my skin doesn't break out on like harsh hotel detergent. Yeah. I bring my own washcloth for my face as well. And things like I always have a duplicate cell phone charger already packed in my bag because I'm packing and unpacking so frequently that the less I can do, the better. So I've just tried to buy two of as many things as I can and keep it simple.
Oh, that's a great tip. I love that.
Yeah.
That. We have so many chargers laying around. I'm like, I should just keep some in my like little weekender bag. Yeah. I just always keep one in there in the pocket. That's so smart.
Yeah.
I love that. Cool.
We did it.
I love this was fun. I love this shit, dude. You know.
Yeah. I know. I got super excited about it too. So we have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Corda143. They say relatable, funny, and inspiring. Recently started listening to the pod on my walks. I love how relatable the girls are. They sprinkle their humor in while discussing relevant topics, and I've been inspired by many of the topics and the advice they give. Thank you, man. Nice. That's really nice to hear.
Thank you. Thanks, Court. Corta. Much appreciated.
Much appreciated. Thank you for taking the time to leave one.
Yeah. And if you want to leave a review that gets read on the podcast, go over to the old iTunes app or Apple app and hit some buttons. And there we are.
It's so easy. Thank you.
Yes. Kelsey, you have any segments or plugs?
You know, I am about halfway through episode 3 of Love is Blind. Everybody just got to Mexico, and we can't talk about it because it will be spoilers, but I will just say I have been so enjoying the escape of this very silly show.
Yeah.
It's just such a feel-good show in so many ways, and yet also complete nonsense middle school drama with some of these people where I'm like, oh my God, how are you an adult in the real world? Get your shit together.
Yes, I was literally talking to somebody who works at Netflix the other day, and I was like, can you just keep please pumping out Love is Blind? Like, I want no breaks. I want one season to end and the next day the next season begins. I don't want to have to wait anymore. Can we just do this and focus? Can we just double down on Love is Blind and any shows like it? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I don't know why. It is, like you said, it's just like such a great escape. I love all that reality dating shit.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
How about you?
I do have a kind of a cool shit moment. So my Cam's sister Olivia is in London right now, and Cam and I are going to be going to Ireland for a honeymoon. And my grandfather was a professional boxer in Ireland and England and stuff when he was younger. And I thought we were going to be able to go visit this thing in Ireland. It's a boxing gym that he used to train at that they've since converted into like a pub, you know, bar type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was in Ireland, but my mom told me, no, it's actually in England. So I was so bummed that I wasn't going to be able to go see it in person. Yeah. And then unexpectedly, my sister-in-law says like, oh, I'm in London. I'm like, oh my God, can you go to this pub? It's called Solomon's and it's in London. And it was owned by Jack Solomon, who was like a big like boxer promoter back in the day and all that stuff. And so she popped in there for me and took some photos of the place. And like, it's been converted into like a speakeasy and stuff like that. But my grandfather in the 1940s or something at this time, maybe that's not the right date, but he, his very first professional boxing contract was signing with Jack Solomon. So I was like, that's just so cool that, you know, that's such a cool piece of history that now is like this like speakeasy type of vibe, but they've kept a lot of the history alive there. So I'm like, I didn't get to see it in person, but my sister-in-law just went and sent me a bunch of photos, and like that was really cool, and I thought that was really nice of her to do.
That's really special. That's amazing.
Yeah, so cool. So hey, if you're in London, head over to Solomon's. There's a lot of cool like history behind that place.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Super cool.
Yay.
All right. We did it.
We did it. Hope that you guys found some helpful takeaways from that. And I'm so excited to hopefully meet some of you helpsters this weekend in Salt Lake City. And KelseyCook.com for tickets to all upcoming tour dates.
Beautiful. And you can head over to DelaneyFisher.com for the Minimalist Business Podcast and a bunch of other resources over there for building a dream career and dream business and all that great shit. All right.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.